This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the top leaders right here in the South Florida community. Well, guests, as you know, this is the second week of the month, and that's the time I feature Andre Williams and Laura Klein, who are part of the Big Picture. So listen keenly as they take over for this particular program.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to our podcast. Our podcast is called The Big Picture with Andre and Lauren. How about that? We're so excited to have you here with us this morning. We are here every second Saturday at 7 a.m. And our podcast features conversations with community leaders from the business, cultural, educational, and government sectors. I'm Andre Williams. I'm so happy to co-host this podcast with Lauren Klein. I'll introduce her in a minute. I am a Harvard-educated real estate attorney with a full-service real estate law practice here in South Florida, Bay Harbor Islands. I handle residential and commercial transactions of a broad range of clients from high-end, middle-end, and I do a lot of work in the Northeast, very active in the tri-state area. And Lauren Klein is my co-host and an absolute superstar. She is the co-founder and attorney at Flourish Law Group, PLLC. She is a Florida native, and she has spent 12 years specializing in estate and tax planning, elder law, and probate administration. Prior to founding Flourish Law Group, her prior roles included tax consultant with Deloitte an attorney with Holland & Knight's Private Wealth Services Group. She's also an adjunct professor of wills and trusts with St. Thomas University Benjamin Crump College of Law, and she has an LLM in taxation from University of Florida. Lauren, so happy to see you today.
Thank you, Andre. So happy to be here as always, and good morning to everybody.
Now, our podcast is co-sponsored by the Miami Gardens Chamber of Commerce, where I serve as president, and we're a little different from most chambers of commerces, which are focused on business-to-business contact. We're focused on B2C, business-to-consumer. So our membership packages are designed to help you grow your business and gain clients. We're a one-stop shop. We provide digital marketing and IT support services along with our marketing services. We have various platforms to promote our members. This podcast is one of them. We also have a newsletter that reaches 40,000 folks across the Tri-County area. You can join our chamber. We can help you prepare certifications, DBE, WBENC, SBA, HubZone, EDWOSB, for example, for women-owned and disadvantaged businesses. We have relationships with the Canada-Florida Chamber of Commerce and the SBA. We also have a women's business initiative that supports women-owned businesses, and Lauren is a part of that. We are so excited today to have our guest, Michael Lurie, who is the owner and founder of Driver Media Worldwide. Michael, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Andre, and thanks, Lauren. I am very, very excited to be here. Wow.
And Michael, let me just tell them a little bit about your background. You have over 25 years of experience implementing sales and marketing initiatives across multiple industries. He partners closely with executive teams to understand the mission and products, designs a B2B sales and marketing strategy, and activate networks to successfully gain new clients. Michael, that's quite a mouthful, but very much aligned with the chamber and what we do. But tell us a little bit about your story and how you evolved into this digital marketing genius.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I might be overstating it a bit, Andre, but I appreciate the kind words. Long story short, I got into permission-based email marketing so long ago that one of the objections that my prospects would provide to me was, my patrons don't use email, right? That's how far back we're going in terms of my kind of email marketing start. So I've been doing this for so long. I've also been on both sides of the fence, so to speak. I've been in sales, which provides its own challenges and rewards, as we all probably know. But also I was inhabiting the role of account manager, meaning I was able to take a look at the numbers, the metrics, the analytics of social media marketing and marketing in general. And they were almost always mind-blowing. I never could get over the fact that these emails with the open rates, the click-through rates, the engagement was sometimes off of the proverbial charts. And I never forgot that. So that really has informed my passion for, again, marketing, social media, website development, messaging. And really at the end of the day, I'll say again quickly that what my goal is to help our clients. Like what we always want to do is first and foremost, increase revenue for our clients. Let's be honest. That's why we do what we do, is to increase the bottom line. But by extension, to increase the branding, the visibility, it's almost validation, of course, when you see posts out there, et cetera. So I don't want to, again, go on too much about my background, but that really is the brief timeline, starting in email marketing way back when, all the way up to the full service marketing agency we have now.
Michael, that's a great story. I just became active on LinkedIn probably within the last year and a half. And what an incredible resource. So we're going to have some LinkedIn specific questions. Let's talk more generally about digital marketing and some of the mistakes that people make with respect to digital marketing. In your mind, what are the biggest mistakes that people make when it comes to digital marketing?
Yeah, a great question. I think the first thing that comes to mind is platform. I work with a lot of law firms, professional services firms, B2B, basically. And of course, LinkedIn, as you just alluded to, is a phenomenal platform for that. But there are other companies, not to throw stones out there, that are B2B, but they're maybe on Facebook or Instagram, et cetera. And it's not really a good fit. And the numbers bear that out. So again, without, you know, giving you too much of a bloated answer, I think that one of the biggest mistakes is, you know, not knowing what lane to choose when it comes to social media platform. I'll say also quickly, this is one of my pet peeves. I'm getting into the weeds a bit, but when it comes to LinkedIn, there are so many professionals out there that have hundreds of connections, maybe in some cases thousands, but usually hundreds, and they never post. They're not utilizing their digital network to promote, to market, to educate. That's my biggest pet peeve. But, you know, without throwing again too many stones, the typical professional, he or she doesn't have time to tie their shoes. So they don't have time to post. But again, in my opinion, those are people that have said, yes, I want to follow Andre Williams. I'm going to connect with him on LinkedIn. So the least you could do is keep that those folks informed as to what you're doing. And if I can get really specific, one of the pet peeves additionally about LinkedIn profiles is that banner image, you know, the banner image that goes across the top of that LinkedIn personal page. Most professionals do not take advantage of it. That to me is free real estate. That's your billboard. That's the first thing people see when they log on or check out your LinkedIn page. My biggest advice for professionals I work with is to utilize that free space. Put your logo, put a call to action, put your contact information. So that's my quick three items regarding mistakes in social media.
Oh, wow. That's great information. And by the way, Lauren, who we'll hear from in a minute, she was more excited to hear from you today than I was. So I'm excited to hear what she has to say in her questions. So it's all about ROI, return on investment, Michael. And you know, if you're a small business person like Lauren and me, you know, we want to make sure that if we do spend marketing dollars or digital marketing dollars, what's going to be our return on our investment? And that's sometimes hard to quantify. But how do you measure ROI?
Yeah, another phenomenal question. Keep in mind that there's two general columns when it comes to social media and social media marketing. There's organic reach and there's paid reach. Organic, as most of you know who are listening, is utilizing those free channels, right? Anyone can just start a LinkedIn page, for example. It's free not including that premium membership, which is a cost, but we won't talk about that for time purposes. So to start a LinkedIn page, it's free. Email address, password, done. But the limitations are that you only can really, for the most part, market to your network, right? You are basically marketing to your Rolodex, people that have said, yes, I want to follow you and become a connection. But keep in mind, there's also, as a lot of you may know out there, a LinkedIn sponsored ad option. And that, of course, is a fancy way to say a paid ad. You probably have seen on your LinkedIn feed that there are ads that are popping up with a little word that says sponsor. That's code for this is an ad, right? But that's obviously a cost to show up on the feeds of other LinkedIn users. But the beauty of it, the beauty of this in LinkedIn sponsored advertising is surgical target marketing. In the old days, you know the phrase spray and pray. With digital marketing and social media marketing, the concept of spray and pray is no more. To set up a LinkedIn sponsored ad, you can indicate in the dashboard location, job title, company type, company name in some cases, you know, job level. It is, to me, I've run hundreds of ads for hundreds of clients on LinkedIn. It still never ceases to astound me how, again, laser targeted a company can be when it comes to marketing on LinkedIn. So again, hope that helps And I try to boil it down a little bit, but it is incredible. So the ROI is usually very, very strong because you are reaching only the people that you want to reach, decision makers. You have a solid call to action. And that's what a lot of marketing agencies will do with the content, the video, a graphic, making sure the ad, of course, is as phenomenal and tight as possible to make sure that that ROI is strong.
This is great practical information, Michael. So Lauren and I both make LinkedIn posts, Facebook posts, other social media posts. And I know there's a calculus around making those posts and how you engage people in conversation. So what's your strategy around creating engaging content that will drive conversation and follow up?
Yeah, I mean, you've hit the nail on the head. The key vocab word is engagement, right? Is not just a static post, but you want to have always, again, a call to action, which is another way to say, again, engagement, right? You want to have a click-through. You want to have a learn more button. You want to have a link to your website, perhaps, and I call that the cover blurb section. It's a little bit of a controversy because a lot of folks say that LinkedIn perhaps will not, favorably algorithm, so to speak, a post if it's inclusive of a link, because it obviously the idea is to send people off of the LinkedIn platform. But regardless, you cannot dispute the numbers. In most cases, when I have a link, whether it's to a landing page or a website, in either an organic post or an ad, the numbers increase. And obviously, any marketing agency will have the dashboard view of the website and the visits and the metrics. There is a correlation. There's a tangible, reportable correlation between posting and visitations to whatever page you assign to that post, if that makes sense. So it is phenomenal how that works in every situation.
Wow, that's great to know. I know Lauren is chomping at the bit, and I know she has some very specific LinkedIn questions. She and I are both really active on LinkedIn, so that's why we were so excited to talk to you. But Lauren, I know you had some questions around LinkedIn. Why don't you go for it?
Thank you, Andre. And you're right. I am chomping at the bit. I'm actually literally taking notes because, as you mentioned, like yourself, Andre, I'm also a small business owner. I own a boutique law firm like you do. And so much of our marketing is occurring on social media and specifically on LinkedIn. And I have gotten much more active, but it is something that I am still learning and wanting to get used to. So I'm so happy, Michael, that we have you on today and your expertise. And I'd love to know, specific to LinkedIn, because this is something that I'm working on personally. Mm-hmm. What is the best way to grow your LinkedIn network without seeming spammy? Or sometimes I feel like I'm getting repetitive. How do you advise your clients? What's the best way to go about doing that and growing your LinkedIn?
That's a great question. And that's the biggest challenge, quite frankly, that I have as an agency owner and, by extension for my clients. How do I increase those followers tangibly? And this is maybe a little bit of inside baseball. I alluded earlier to the premium membership. I am not advocating, I'm not selling, but a lot of folks out there know that there's a LinkedIn premium membership option. $30 a month, $40 a month. And forgive me for not knowing right now what that cost is. There's a lot of bells and whistles that go along with a premium membership. One of them is if you have a company LinkedIn page, which I recommend to everybody out there who's a business owner, for reasons maybe we can go over later, but I really highly recommend that, again, for any business owner, you have a personal LinkedIn page as we established, but you should have a company LinkedIn page as well. So if you're a premium member, one of the bell and or whistle that go along with that is you have up to, I think it's 250. Either 100 or 250 depends upon perhaps the membership level of invites, credits, invites every month. So you can go into your company page and you can go through your connections and pick and choose who you'd like to invite to your company page. for some of my clients, it's kind of funny. I'm an admin of most of these pages of, as you can imagine, as is my colleagues, as is the owner of the firm administrator, what have you. But one client in particular up in Boston, he is on top of it. Literally, if I check on March 1st or 2nd, those credits have been depleted. He is on every single month when he gets those new credits. So I don't want to speak too much about that, but I recommend that for a premium membership for you to be able to invite as many as you get. Is everybody going to accept the invitation? Of course not. But if 10% to a month, 20%, 15%, that number is going to increase precipitously, you know, as you can imagine. The other quick answer is content. It seems elementary, but posting regularly, not too often, not too seldom, maybe two or three times a week. And of course, goes without saying, compelling, interesting content. Regular posting is going to help grow your followers as well. So hope that that answers your question.
It does. That was great. And I'm sure a lot of listeners are also taking notes. You know, small business truly is the backbone of our country. And we have so many small businesses here in South Florida. Speaking of posts, you touched on this, Michael, you know, really posting consistently and posting engaging information. What are your favorite types of posts that perform really well on LinkedIn?
Video is king. Video is king. And I also say quickly on that note that the trend in the last, I don't know, year or so is education through marketing. It's not always, it doesn't always have to be look at me, use me, purchase my services, whatever. It doesn't always have to be that way. Maybe occasionally it's okay, but a lot of it is education without any strings attached. Here's a white paper, some tips, some information, you know, that type of thing. And that obviously, as you can imagine, leads to, in some cases, consultation calls and perhaps an engagement. But education, helping, you know, your network, obviously. That's kind of the trend in the last, like I said, year or so. Though I said video is king, but also succinct, right? It's funny. I had a call, I'll never forget, 2 or 3 years ago with a LinkedIn advertising specialist. And she told me the most effective LinkedIn ads are 5 seconds or less. I never forgot it. Perhaps not that surprising in the TikTok era, but all of you get this that are listening and who are on the call now. You're not going to get anyone or many people listening to a minute, minute and a half, 2 minute ad. It's just not going to happen. And it's interesting too. The metrics, the information that the LinkedIn sponsored ad dashboard provides is again, no less than astounding. In other words, they actually tell you through the, you know, through the ad metric, if you have a 2 minute ad, for example, or maybe a 1 minute ad, what percentage of the, folks who watch the video, watch the entire video, watch 75% of it, watch 50% of it, and watch 25% of it, which again, I think is incredible, but it helps, of course, us, and of course, by extension, the client, in terms of the next video. So if we have a minute long video and 75% of the people aren't watching it all the way through, guess what? We're going to truncate that video and make that next one a whole lot shorter. So again, hopefully that helps as well in terms of content, video, you know, education, how can we help you? Well, of course, always a call to action. That goes without saying.
Can you give us an example of a call to action? I know what it is because I've had to learn marketing over the last couple of years. But for those who are listening who may not know what that means.
Sure. And that's, again, not throwing stones, but that's where a lot of posts out there fall short. In other words, a call to action is, you know, to some degree, engaging with the recipient of the post, right? So it's one thing for someone to again, sell their services. We'd like to discuss X with you. We'd love to help you do X. But then there's no phone number. There's no website. There's no email address. There's no link to a landing page, for example. And, you know, in this day and age, when someone is so, so busy and people are getting even busier, they're just not going to take the time to find and search for that, you know, contact information of the person who obviously put that post out there. So I think that the most important thing on any post is how do I get in touch with this person? Right. Especially if it ties to, of course, what the post is all about, which is, again, helping, offering a consultation call, what have you. So that, I hope, explains what a call to action is, which is just simply, what is the quickest way so that I can engage, or rather how the, how the person that is posting can engage with the recipient of that ad or perhaps post, video, or graphic.
That was perfect. This has been so great. I have 1 million more questions, but unfortunately we're running out of time. Michael, if people would like to follow you, connect with you, learn more about you, where are the best places? What is your call to action?
There you go. Good timing. Thanks for asking, Lauren. Very quickly, I think the most important thing is LinkedIn. Michael Lowry, LinkedIn, and it's Lowrie, first name Michael. I love to connect with anybody who is inclined to connect with me. And then my website is drivermediaworldwide.com, drivermediaworldwide.com. Check it out. Check out our work. Happy to connect. Happy to give free advice. We love doing just that.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Andre. Thanks for having me, Lauren. This has been phenomenal and it flew by, which I had a feeling it would.
Yeah. I know. Lauren, I'm going to have to schedule a follow-up meeting with you.
Lauren, why don't you give our listeners your information and I'll follow up with mine.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andre and Michael. Thank you again. This has truly been incredible. If you would like to connect with me, it's Lauren Klein on LinkedIn, at Lawyer Lauren Klein on Instagram, or at Flourish Law Group on Instagram. Or you could visit our new and improved website. We just redid it. So excited, at flourishlawgroup.com.
Great, Lauren. And you can reach me, Andre Williams. My website is www.awilliamslaw.com. That's www.awilliams.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn, Andre Williams. My phone number, in case you care to call me, 305-626-5955, 305-626-5955. And my email address is Andre, A-N-D-R-E, at awilliamslaw.com. Andre at awilliamslaw.com. Michael, thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to working with you in the future.
Thanks, Andre. Thanks again, Lauren. This was phenomenal.
Thanks, Michael. This is great.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time. And I'll be taking care of business
every day. Taking care of business everywhere. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.